Well, howdy guys, how are you today? Now for those people on my UT channel, I haven't put anything on for the last 2 weeks or more because I had a strike, my second strike. So just waiting for the third one. So I'm on the ropes, guys. But I still have the channel on BitChute, Coconut Man, and on MGTOW TV. Now there seems to be still a lot of guys out there that are not awake yet. And I don't know why, because all the proof is out there that femons do deceive and lie, and are generally completely different than what the persona they present to you is. You see, for me, when I was a younger man, I saw it long time ago. You just listen to what a femon says and then watch what she does. It's usually the complete opposite. And generally, they like to cause a diversion, to take you away looking at her and finding out who she really is. Now I'm going to talk about something I've already talked about, but it may make some males or younger males' brain click. Generally in the societies we live in, most femons always wear makeup. And if you ask a femon why she wears it, it's a multitude of reasons. And the biggest lie they give you is because they make them feel better, more confident. Of course, the media and the social media tells us that femons are all beautiful and angels and princesses. So why do they need to wear makeup? Well, of course, it's to attract the male. When they put foundation and rouge on, it's simulating that they're sexually aroused. When they put mascara on their eyes to make their eyes bigger, it's faking that they're sexually aroused. And when they have their lips bright red, they're faking they're sexually aroused. So all the makeup is just to fake that they're sexually aroused and to get the male's attention. The same as when they wear low-cut tops, when you use those balcony bras to push them together or to make them look firmer or bigger than they are. Hell, most femons nowadays get breast implants, don't they, to make their breasts much bigger. And now they're getting Botox in their faces, lip fillers, and it's all just to attract the male. And it's all fakery. And us guys know that when a male has got a hard-on, he's got no brain, or a limited one. Of course, the femons, when they don't have a male, could put makeup on and do all the business to attract one. And then when they get one and they're living with them or they're married to them, they could stop the makeup and everything else. But they don't, do they, generally speaking? And it's because they crave the attention of males. But it's all fakery. So with all this fakery and deceiving that they do, when you ask them a question about something, do you actually think they're going to be honest to you? Just ask your long-term girlfriend if you have one, or even your wife, why she wears makeup. And I believe if you tied your femon down or a femon down and asked her loads of questions, intimate ones, and gave her a drug where she'd have to tell the truth and only the truth, her goddamn head would explode. Femons are professional deceivers and have been since the beginning of time. Doesn't matter whether they're modern femons or not. They couldn't tell the truth the whole day if their life depended on it. And sometimes it does. Mostly all femons require the male gaze, whether she's married or not. Boyfriends, maybe three boyfriends or not. Now you can still have a relationship and even get married if you have to. As long as you know, they won't probably be very honest with you. So you have to be on your guard. And read between the lines, guys. So you're at a party with a long-term girlfriend of yours. And of course she's dressed and got full makeup on. And the hair is completely done. It only took 4 hours. And she had to buy new shoes to go with the outfit, of course. And you ask her as you see her staring at a man across the room, do you fancy him? Do you want to go with him? There'll be no, 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 no. And then you go outside to say goodbye to one of your friends. He's got a taxi down there and he's very drunk. The femon you were with is completely different now. You're not there. And of course there's nothing wrong in that. But given the choice, the femon will always lie to you. And you can't build trust on a foundation of lies and deceit, can you? Of course I'm wearing a bit of makeup myself, even though this is a talk video. I've got my foundation on, I put that on every morning anyway. Just a little mascara, of course, and I got big red lips. And of course, I'm dressed in just suspenders, black ones. Now there's a picture for you guys. You take it easy, fellas.